The second aris, so we're talking about different chumras that you have by truma, and different chumras that you have by kachim, specifically chumras that you have in kachim over trumas. I thought it was worth chazering a hara that we spoke out a very long time ago. In fact, we spoke out this hara when we learned Masechtas Brachos Daf Beis, so the very, very first daf. Nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer, but the very first daf of the 14th Daf Yomi Machzer, we spoke at a Ha'ara, which is related to the sugyas that we're learning right now. It's also in Yonah D'Yoyma, a little bit, this week's Parsha. And that is, we know the first Mishnah in Shas. Me'emosai koirin es shema ba'arvin. What is the earliest time that a person's allowed to learn Kriya Shema at night? Says the Mishnah, Mishosha koyhanim nechnasin lechol b'trumasan. It's from the time that the koyhanim are allowed to eat truma at soifa shmura rishayna, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But the Mishnah says, what's the earliest time that a person's allowed to lay in Kriya Shema at night? It's mishosh ha-kayhanim nechnasim lechel b'trumas. Zokta el-Gerashi, what does that mean? Kayhanim shenitma. We're talking about kayhanim that became tamim. V'tavl, and they went to the mikvah. V'herif shimshon. They waited until the sun set. Now that the sun set, they're tahar. Therefore, v'yigiyah itam lechel b'trumah. At this point, they're allowed to eat truma. So when the Mishnah says, mishosh ha-kayhanim nechnasin lechel b'trumah, so what it means is, from the time that kayhanim that were tamim, they went to the mikveh, but the Torah says that even someone that's tamim that goes to the mikveh is not really tahar until the sun sets. Now that the sun set, now they're tahar, now they're allowed to eat truma again. Someone that's tamim is not allowed to eat truma. So now they could eat truma. So that time that's considered sunset as it relates to when the kayhanim are allowed to start eating truma, that's the time that a yid is allowed to start saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Balaturin in the beginning of Parshas Truma. So Parshas Truma begins Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer Daber al Bnei Yisrael V'yikhuli Truma. Parshas Mishpatim, the parsha right before Parshas Truma ends, Vayavoy Moshe Betoicha Anon Vayal al Ha'ar Vayihi Moshe Bahar Arboim Yoim V'arboim Laila. Says the Balaturim, Parshas Mishpatim ends with the word Laila. Parshas Truma begins with the concept of V'yikhuli Truma. Samach Laila L'V'yikhuli Truma. Remez, says the Balaturim, this is a remez, that Zman Achilas Truma B'Laila. That the Zman of Achilas Truma is at night. Kedetnan, like the Mishnah says, Mishosh HaKoyhanim Nechnasin Lechol B'Trumasam Shehut Seis HaKoyhanim. That this is a remez, that the time that the Koyhanim used to eat Truma is B'Laila. And what do you see? That you see it in the first Mishnah. Mishosh HaKoyhanim Nechnasin Lechol B'Trumasam. So says the Balaturim, Parshas Mishpatim ends with Laila, Parshas Truma begins with Truma. There's a connection between Laila and Truma. Oh, it's the first Mishnah. Me'emes HaKoyr Shema Ba'arvin, that's Laila. When is Laila? Laila is Mishosh HaKeyanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasim. That's the Pshat. So, oh, but if you look at the Loshen of the Balaturim, this Loshen is Remez, that Zman Achilas Truma Ba'Laila. It sounds like the Zman Achilas Truma period is Ba'Laila. And the truth is not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Kayhanim shenitmu. They have to wait until Harav Shemesh. So for them, the earliest time they're going to be allowed to eat Truma is Balaila. But to say that the Zman of Achilas Truma is Balaila, whoever said that? Kayhanim that's Tommy. Okay, yeah, you're right. Kayhanim that's Tommy. He can't eat until night. And by the way, he can eat the next day if he wants. But the Balaturim seems to be saying that Zman Achilas Truma is Balaila. The emes is, the Magia on the Feldheim edition of the Balaturim brings that it's really an offen of Zohar HaKadosh. And the Sfasemes in the Likutim and Parshas Mishpatim talks about the Zohar. And in the Zohar it's Mavur that the Kayhanim used to eat Truma Dafka by night. They didn't eat Truma during the day. They Dafka used to eat Truma by night. And the Sfarim say that the reason was, there's a Tam al Pikabol, but the Tam Nigla of why they would eat Truma by night was because the Kehanim were very worried that maybe their Truma, and it was a that maybe their Tame. And this was a Chumah that they had taken upon themselves, Dafka for Truma. So what they did was, is that any time a Kohen would eat Truma, he would go to the mikveh first, to be 100% sure that he's tar. So he would go to the mikveh, and then he would wait until Harav Shemesh, and then at night is when he would eat it. So at night was the time that he knew for sure he was tar. So in the beginning, Mamish Mishosha Kehanim Dechnosim, that's the Tchilas Man Krisha. That's when all Kayhanim used to eat Truma. And the Mefarshim say that it's Meduyik in the Mishnah. Sfasemes says it. Mishnah doesn't say Mishosh Kayhanim Tmeyim. Rashi said Tmeyim because that's the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Oh, but Lamai said the Mishnah didn't say Kayhanim Tmeyim. You know why? Because although you write the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is Mishosh Kayhanim Tmeyim, but if you go a little bit deeper, I'll be the Zoyar, and there's a Cheshbin to it, there's a Nigla Digas Svarat as well, is that the Kayhanim were Machmer on themselves. They wanted to make sure 100% that they were Tar. So they would purposely not eat truma during the day. They would go to the mikvah, then wait until sunset. Boom, now they know for sure they're tar. After that, then there's concerns. Maybe they were pilot shechvazer. So you start getting worried that maybe they're really tummy. So like this, they knew 100% they were clean. That's what they would do. But this was a chumrah, very matim with the chumras that we're learning about right now, that the kihanim took upon themselves, that they would never eat shuma during the day. Fascinating. They would only eat shuma at night, and it's a little meduyik in the Mishnah. Mishasha kihanim nichnas. It doesn't say kihanim tmeim. It says mishasha kihanim. Because on a deeper level, on a tam nister, really, even kihanim tahirim were makbid not to eat shuma during the day, because during the day you still might be tameh. The only time you know for sure you're tahar is if you go to the mikveh, the sun sets, so now you sit down, you eat your truma, and that's the way you would do it. But either way, this is something that's going to be meduyik. The truth is, here comes the digression from the digression, that if you go through the balaturim here in the beginning of Parshas Truma, one is more geschmack than the next. I just think it's good that the first balaturim here in Parshas Truma. So the balaturim mentions what we just said, samach laylo the v'yikuli truma, and this is a remez, that this man achilas truma is malaylo. Balaturim then says that the words v'yikuli, Li is bigamatria, 40, right? Lamed Yod is 30 plus 10, it's 40. Oyla men, what's the shaykhis to truma and men? Because even though we know when it comes to truma, we're learning Masechtas Mayit now in Mishnah Yoimi, but when it comes to truma, chita achas is peiteres esakri, right? All you have to give is one chita, and you kapater up your obligation of truma for everything that you have. Stating that, Chazal, this is Mishnayis and Masechtas Truma, they gave shiurim. They said that a person that gives ba'ayin yofa should give 1/40. A Beinani should give 1 out of 50. And then someone that gives B'ayin Ra, he should give the Shear of Peya, which is 160. But an Ayin Yof is 140. A Beinani is 150. And someone that gives B'ayin Ra, he's a shtickle stingy. He doesn't want to give so much to the Kayanim. He wants to get away with the... Even you, at the very least, should give 160. So it says the Balaturim, V'yikhuli truma me'eis kalish ashe yudzenu lipoy. V'yikhuli... Li is oil of man. It's bigamatria 40. This is a remez to 1/40, which is ayin yafa. May ace kol ish asher yedvenu li by kol kof lamed is a gematria 50. This is a remez to the beinani that's supposed to give 1/50. And may ace kol is rashi tevis mem chaf 40 plus 20, which is bigamatria 60. And this is a remez that someone that gives by ayin rosh should give 1/60. So v'yikhuli Truma, Bepashtus is talking about the Truma's Samishkan. Oh, but the Balaturim said, Samach Laila Beviyikuli Truma, this is a remez to the Truma that the Kayhanim used to eat. Mishasha Kayhanim Nichnasan Lacha Betrumasan. So once the Pasuk's also talking about Truma, says the Balaturim, it's also Merum is the three Shiurim, 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Beyikuli, that's 40, remez to 1/40, that's Ayin Yafa. Me'ez Kol, that's 1/50, that's a remez to the Beinani. And Me'ez Kol, Rosh Tevis, Memchav, that's 1/60, that's a remez to the person that eats an Ayin Ra. There's another Balaturim here in the first Pasuk. On the Yikuli Truma, Me'ez Kolish, Ashe Yudvenu Liboy. The Balaturim says that Truma is Oisius Mem Taira. The word Truma is Oisius Mem Taira, right? Those are the Oisius. There's a Mem, and then you have a Tav, Vav, Reishe. And this is a remez to the fact that Taira Nitna Lemem Yoim, that the Torah was given for 40 days. Right, Maimed Har Sinai was 40 days. There was a Maimed Har Sinai, which took a few hours. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days to be Mekabel the Luchos. So really, the Torah was given, Chazal say, in many different places, that Maimed Har Sinai was an event, really, that from beginning to end took 40 days. And it's Merum is in the word Truma. Truma is Mem Torah. And the Balaturim says, what's the Shaychis? What does Mem Torah have to do with the Truma Samishkan? And he says a pshat. But I was thinking, again, based on Ray that we've spoken about in the past, could be the Pshat is beautiful. What's the Shaychis between Mem Torah, Maimed Har Sinai, and the Trumas HaMishkan? The Shaychis is the Ramban that we've spoken out. But the Ramban says that at Maimed Har Sinai, there was a very, very intense manifestation of Ashrayus HaShchina. But the Eibishter wanted that the event of Maimed Har Sinai, the Ashrayus HaShchina, should be something that's going to remain with the Yidden L'dayris. And the Ramban says that that's why HaMestakel Yofa B'Ksuvim, if somebody goes through the Psukim carefully, that it says by Maimed Har Sinai, he's going to understand the Soid HaMishkan. Because really, the Soid HaMishkan is Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai was the microcosm, but the Mishkan was something that the Yidden had for generations, which contained it in Maimed Har Sinai. We said over for Abel Yeber Vachtvogel Shlita, we said Pshat and Rashi Masechtas Tainis Daf Chof Amid Beis that we spoke about not so long ago, where Rashi says that the Shechina was Yordan Har Sinai, and it remained there until when? until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yom HaKamaz HaMishkan, that's when it went from Maimon HaSinai and it moved over to the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the Pshat? Pshat is the Ramban, because it was the same Mishkan, it was the same Shechina. The Shechina of Mishkan was the Shechina of Maimon HaSinai. And again, we've spoken about this so many different times. We said that's why in the Mishkan there was an ability for a person to come to a tremendous hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Ikar Amunah that the Yidden got, Atah Reis Ladaski Hashem Mu'al Kim Einayim Levadoi, that's something that came from Maimon HaSinai. That's Ilu Karvanu Lefnei HaSinai V'Lanos Lano Esatayr Dayenu. We spoke at once from the Satmirav, the Divrei Yoel. He said because the Yidden got Amunah by Maimon HaSinai, and that's through the Mishkan the Yidden also got Amunah. The Pasuk says that you're going to have a Mishkan L'man Yedu, like this you're going to know that I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Amunah came through the Mishkan just like Amunah came through Maimon HaSinai. But either way, I think it's this Balaturim. The Balaturim says, V'yikli Truma. What's the purpose of the Truma? V'osuli Mishkan. Mikdash v'shachanti b'soiche. The purpose of the Truma is to go ahead and build a Mishkan. The purpose is to go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash. What's Truma? Truma is Torah Mem. Not just Torah, it's Torah Mem. Mem is a remez to Maimon HaSinai. That's what Mem is. It's the Torah Shenitna L'Mem, because that's what the Mishkan had. In the Mishkan is given the Torah Mem. It was the Maimon HaSinai, not just the Torah. It was the Maimon HaSinai, because Famistakul Yotha the Ksuvim, somebody looks at the Psukim Maimon HaSinai, he's going to understand the Seidah Mishkan, L'chura Dosh Teito, in this Baal. But there's another Baal HaTurim here in the beginning. There's another Baal HaTurim, and this is going to tie it in with Parashas Pekudei, this week's Parashah. There's another Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim says, V'yikuli Truma. Asuli makam mikdash. You should make a makam mikdash. Says the Baal HaTurim, echad michamishim shebahar habayis. This makam mikdash should have the size, it should be 1/50th of the har habayis. K'moy truma, just like truma, shehu echad michamishim, which is 1/50th. Someone that gives ba'ofen beinani, he gives 1/50th. What's the cheshbon? Shari har habayis tafkuf al tafkuf. Mishnah says in Masechtas Midas that the Har HaBayis was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Umakim HaChatzer, and the Makim of the Chatzer, Hayu Kufal Nun. It was 100 Amos long by 50 Amos wide. Shu Echad Mechamishin Shal Tav Kuf a Tav Kuf. 100 by 50 is 1/50th of 500 by 500. It's easy math. The Har HaBayis was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. 500 Amos by 500 amis is 250,000 square amis. The chatzer was 50 amis by 100 amis. 50 by 100 is 5,000 square amis. How much bigger was the har habayis than the chatzer hamishkan? It was 50 times the size, because 250,000 divided by 5,000 is exactly 50. So sok the Baal HaTurim for us dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yikhuli truma. I want you to give me a truma. What's the truma? The truma is the Mishkan. What's the Mishkan a truma of? It's a truma. It's a truma of the Har HaBayis. It's a truma of the Har HaBayis. What's the cheshbon? Har HaBayis is 250,000 square amas. This is 5,000. It's 1/50th. That's the shear of truma. There's 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. The Beinoni gives 1/50th. And that's why the Torah refers to it as truma, because really the Mishkan was a truma. It was 1/50th. The Chasam Sofer, Al HaTorah, in Parashas Truma, so he's matmiya, he says he doesn't understand. His lashon is, V'kosha, Har HaBayis, man dekar shmei hocha. What does the Har HaBayis have to do with anything? The Chatzon HaMishkan, the Va'asoli Mikdosh, which the Pashup Shad is referring to the Mishkan, this was the Truma of the Har HaBayis, Ma Inyan Mishkan to the Har HaBayis. So listen to what the Chasam Sofer says. Al Kein Nirula Niyaz Daiti, Al Pi Mashem Mavur B'Medrash. The Chasam Sofer quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu made his campaign and he started raising money for the Mishkan, so we know what happened, right? This is the first time this happened in history. He ran a campaign and then they said, we apologize, but we are no longer accepting any donations. There was too much money. It was Daiva Hoiser. There's nothing for us to do with the money. We apologize. Everybody was very gracious and very generous, but we've come to a point where we're going to have to return everything. We can't, so we're done. So says the Medrash, what did the Yidden do with all that money? What did they do with it? It's a Medrash. Banu Beis HaMedrash Lumay Tayrash Sham, Samach LeMishkan. They built the Beis Medrash. That's what they did. Zog Techsam Soifer, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Eila Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. It says twice, Eva Pikudei HaMishkan, and then it says Mishkan HaEdos. Trehava. So why does it have to say two? So Zokta, you know, it mentions two. Because one was the Mishkan, that's the actual Mishkan. They raised money for the Mishkan, but they had extra money. So what were they going to do with the extra money? They made a koil. That's what they made. They made a Beis Medrash. That's what they did. So it's Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan, and then there's a Mishkan HaEdos. There were two things that happened, because there was the Ikr money that went for the Mishkan, and then there was all the leftover money that was done for the Beis Medrash. So he says, if a person would picture the Mishkan, right? You always think of the Mishkan. It's out in the desert somewhere. What's around it? I don't know. It's desert. There's cactuses, chesus, vostutzach in a desert. Whatever you have in a desert, that's what you had, right? That's the visual. That's the way you see it always in the books. So if it's a toys, that's not my picture. He says, you want to know how I envision it? The way I envision it is there was a harabayas. The harabayas, he says, was tough kuf al tough kuf. It was 250,000 amistats. It was mamish. It was this massive parcel of land. And then in the middle of this Beis Medrash, there was Truma. There was 1/50th, there was a Mishkan. That's what there was. So he says, Be'etzim, the whole big area is going, I'm grosser Beis Medrash. But we took off. We tzitailed from the Beis Medrash an area. And that was the V'yikhuli Truma. And this is symbolized in the Harabayas. But we don't just mean it's 1/50th of the Harabayas of something that we would have hundreds of years later in Eretz Yisrael. But in the Mishkan Aleh, his lashon is that wherever the Yidden went, b'chol makim chaniyasam, as they went through all the Masoyas in the Midbar, and every time Alpi Hashem Yachinu, Alpi Hashem Yisoh, every time they traveled, they didn't just take the Mishkan, but they took a Beis Medrash along with it. They pitched the Beis Medrash, and that's Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan 1, Mishkan HaEdos 2, because there's really two separate things that are happening at the same time. It says the Chasam Sofer, now you can understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yikhu li Truma, and where should the Truma come from? Me'ez kol ish asher yedvenu libay. Pashin, it means we're talking about the money that was used to build the Mishkan. But really the Truma was a Truma. It was 1/50th of the Beis Medrash. And the Beis Medrash is the place where you have the most Nidvas Alev. Because any Yid that sits in Beis Medrash, any Yid that dedicates his life to learn Torah, any Yid that dedicates his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest Nidvas Alev in the world. So he said, take from the Makim, Asher Yedvenu Liboy, take from the Beis Medrash, and separate 1/50th, that's going to be a makam of avoida. So 1/50th will be avoida, but 49/50th, that's going to be all Torah. And he says, that's the remez of the truma being 1/50th of the harabayas, ayin sham, this is veruyin advarim, lemisha amram, but he says, that's the remez of truma being 5,000, 1/50th of 250,000. That's the me'ez kolish, asher yedvenu liboy. There's a little bit more balaturim here on this first pasuk, but we're going to stop here.